Hello? Oh, Jack?
Yeah, how'd you think Newsweek was to you?
Oh, well, I thought it was all right. They didn't say anything very new, did they?
No, but I thought it was fine. I thought it was
good.
Especially if you read Time magazine. Have you read them yet?
Yeah, God, that's mean.
Yeah. I saw Harry Luce today.
Had you seen Time at the time you saw him?
Yeah.
Did you say anything?
Oh, I gave it to him for 45 minutes. He says, well, I've been out in Phoenix. Doesn't seem that bad to me. I said, well, listen. Bad to me.
God, I thought they were bastards. They really went out of their way on that damn thing, didn't they?
But isn't that peculiar? You see, it shows that he's really losing his grip. He's in to see me to ask me to come up to that dinner, you know.
Yeah.
And he's coming in the morning. He comes in. You'd think they'd at least give me... If he'd given me a soft soap, it would have been much more difficult.
What did you say to him?
Well, I left it with him in the morning, sort of, let's get a few good ones out of you. But then I decided, you know, and I said, I'll let you know later if I can come. But I just thought I don't want to leave it in doubt because he will write a couple of good ones. And then I'd have to go, and I think the Newsweek and Graham and everybody would think that was a... And in addition, I think probably for me to be up there for Time after what has obviously been, would really look like a...
We wrote out the mistakes they made on, just on the one thing, which was on the Cuban prisoners, and just incredible. I mean, how many, they just don't even make an effort, do they?
No, it's, it's a real, I mean, they're just mean as hell up there, but I don't think he registers on it or something.
He doesn't see it
on it. No, you know, they're awfully fair during, they were good in the campaign, and that was because Furbringer's the real, he's the son of a bitch up there. And he was out in the campaign, they're pretty good, so, I mean, I don't think Luce is hostile. I think he just, you know, he hasn't got any sensitivity. He doesn't probably like the thing much anyway, but he hasn't got any sensitivity. He didn't seem to think this was bad, even though there were five letters to the editor that all stuck. So anyway, I thought I'd just write it and tell him I didn't think I'd go.
Was he jolly?
Oh, yeah, he's very agreeable, very pleasant.
What I called you about is this damn school construction.
Yeah?
You know, for these schools down and these bases.
Yeah.
Had you wanted the schools to be put up?
No, I haven't really given this matter any thought at all.
They understood over at HEW. You know, Ribicoff announced it last March, and as I understood it, you weren't exactly happy about that.
Well, I didn't know. That's right.
And then it's quite ridiculous, actually. But then they announced back in January, because they understood from Ted Sarnes you wanted to announce. But they were going to put two more schools out, and they've announced six. But for instance, Fort McClellan, they're going to erect a school for, well, no, here's one, Fort Rucker. Grades 1 to 6, 892 on-base children, a total of 14 Negro children, and the estimated cost is $742,000.
Just because of the 14?
Yeah. Fort Stewart's 23 children, it's $297,000. Yeah. Robins Air Force Base is 8 Negro children, $594,000. Fort Jackson, 18 children, $234,000.
Where's Fort Jackson?
South Carolina. Myrtle Beach.
What is your suggestion?
Well, and then they're going to put two more, so it's eight. It's going to cost about $3 million. We've got a court case, you see, at the present time.
Yeah.
Which probably won't be resolved for another year, or a year and a half, maybe 2 years before it perhaps goes to the Supreme Court, which will resolve all of these matters. What they will do by spending for these eight places, they'll spend about $3 million, and they'll get maybe an extra year for about... 50 or 60 children in Negro children. Well, they've been going all this long period of time. Just seems like a hell of a lot of money. Now,
Well, the problem is a political problem, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, having made the announcement.
Yeah. Because, you know, it was Roy Wilkins criticized the way HEW did it.
Well, now, can we see what...
What we should have done is just left it with legal case. I don't know how we got beyond that.
Well, that's what was a mistake, which was made at the end of January. Yeah. But I've told them over there that... To make sure we have coordination on these damn things.
Yeah.
Can we leave it if you don't have any strong feeling about it?
I want to talk to Ted Sorensen because he's been working on it.
All right.
Let's maybe find out because he may know some of the problems that I don't know on it.
Well, what I'd like to do is to see if I could work something out, and which will be satisfactory to everybody. Maybe it's not possible, but they. Celebrezzi thought that you had been personally interested, so I want to.
No, I'm not. I don't care. It's just really a question of trying to deal with a political problem.
Well, whatever we do, we'll talk to Ted first.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
I'll talk to him.